President Trump has made his thoughts clear about the North American Free Trade Agreement. He's dissatisfied with it, believing Mexico has gained an advantage at the expense of U.S. workers. Economic leaders on the local U.S.-Canada border say our nation has its own advantages and stands to suffer if Trump pursues and gets significant changes made to the deal. John Manzella, president and CEO of the World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara, says since NAFTA was introduced, many industries in the U.S. and Canada have produced goods together to sell on the global market.
We no longer produce goods for each other's retail shelves. We produce together for the shipment of products to Europe. So, for example, we may originate a product here in Buffalo. It may be shipped to Hamilton, where additional components are added and the product's refined. Then it may be shipped to Detroit for additional refinement, additional production, and then packaged and exported to an end user in Europe.
Many upstate New York jobs, Manzella says, depend on the cross-border supply chain involved. Meanwhile, James Tiber, general manager of the Fort Erie Economic Development and Tourism Corporation, says the United States enjoys a job surplus because in some cases, Canada exports raw materials into this nation, while the U.S. exports finished products.
We chop down the trees and make doors and windows. So when it comes back across the border, there's not only trade, but there's also a huge amount of employment reliant on that. And I think that's where the United States has really been able to, you know, make some hay with NAFTA.
President Trump, during Monday's meeting with Prime Minister Trudeau, said he would like to tweak NAFTA. Tiber says it's good to revisit trade deals, but throwing NAFTA out entirely would be, in his words, like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.